The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, in the smoky studios at KCNR 1460 here in downtown Redding. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on the 24th of July. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, walk-in humidors, great service, they have it all. Tobacco and Brew. Bob, see if you can catch us up with what's going on around here in the fires. I tell you what, though.
We're pulling up the information
friends,
right now.
We have very good friends that live in French Gulch. We have, I like that area out there. And when I saw they were all being, Bob sent me a tweet last night, or not a tweet, but
a text message.
A text message, because I don't tweet. Maybe I will at some point. About how they were evacuating people. So I tried to get a hold of them, couldn't get a hold of them. So they've got places to go to, you know, the family in town and all that, but I just hate to see anything like that happen.
Yeah, well, of course, we're talking about the car. That's where all the smoke is coming from this morning, folks. In case you were wondering what is happening, the car fire near Whiskey Town Lake. We do not know yet if 299 is open, but it was shut down overnight.
It was supposed to open directions. 5 minutes ago.
Right.
According to the latest update, was 5 minutes ago, but I'm not sure if it's open or not.
We'll find out if it has been opened. I've just checked the CHP page and nothing there. So as soon as we have confirmation that the road is open, good place to stay away from right now, that whole vicinity. Again, I have said this throughout my reporting career, these fires are not spectator sports. Stay away. It's not a place to go look and enjoy the show because you are in the way of firefighting apparatus, and that's when people get hurt.
I'm sure they have it blocked off now.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right, though. People go and see, you know, go down and see it, and this is just... It's only 5% contained.
Yeah. And this is all information from last night. The Public Affairs Office, of course, for CAL FIRE. These incidents unfold very, very fast. And we will be getting an update. I'm watching the news and notes page from Northern California Fire Information Center. At last report last night, about 2,500 acres were involved. We're pretty sure it's much larger now.
Oh, by now it is.
But we had a lot of resources to put on this fire. So hopefully we will get the forward spread of the fire arrested. But the community of French Gulch evacuated. Now, whether everybody responded to that or not, we just don't have that information at hand. As it trickles into the studio here, of course, we'll be passing it along. In the meantime, if you're asthmatic, probably a great day to stay indoors because we've got a lot of smoke in downtown Redding. It will be sunny and hot, a high near 107, so you've got quite a bit of humidity. So we've got kind of that triple threat. Winds will be out of the south in the afternoon. Tonight, the overnight low will be 80 degrees.
Wow.
Temperatures increasing tomorrow to near 110 degrees.
What's the humidity, Bob? Do you have humidity?
I can pull that
because
up.
Because, as we know, the lower the humidity, the worse it gets. The higher the humidity, at least you've got a little more moisture in the air,
Well, actually, up to a point. When it's this hot, if you've got a high dew point, it feels hotter, as you are aware of where you've been from. So if we can get the RH down, it becomes a dry heat.
Is that better for fighting fires, though? I mean, not fighting it, but isn't it the moisture in the air helps kind of, you know,
when you have a fire of this magnitude, it's really a moot point.
Okay. Because I've seen that, you know, when you start looking at, you know, when you're looking at the dew point dropping, you know, humidity dropping low, then you've got the 110-degree heat and the winds. You're just, I mean, this is the perfect storm out there.
Yeah, so right now the RH, making sure that I have the most recent update, RH is still north of 50% with a 63-degree dew point. That is never, never pretty.
Okay.
So batten down, hang in there. 80 degrees right now in Redding. I'm going to call it. It says 79, but it's 80 degrees. The heat advisory continues. through late on Thursday. So we're in for some more rough time. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Do not blame our beloved sponsor who helps us bring you this information, Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Shasta Gas Propane, you know what? He's probably got his people out there someplace fighting this fire. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give him a call, 365-3793. And that's true. He does not. He just brings you the weather reports. He is not the weather. You know what?
I do not drop the bomb. I only build it.
Well, he's not even building the bomb. He's just reporting about somebody that built. Hey, the car fire, again, just what we were talking about, 2,500 acres. But I agree with Bob. It's probably well over 3,000 acres at this point, maybe even higher than that. 5% contained. It's tough fighting out there anyway, and a lot of people live out there, and they don't know what caused it. They don't know what caused it. Now, I saw something yesterday of an RV, you know, like diesel pushers on the road said it started a fire. Now, I don't think it was starting there, but something happened. It caught on fire, or it caused something, and then it caught the grass on fire, which then caught.
Yeah. Under these conditions, a harsh look can ignite a fire. I mean, just be careful. The Happy Fire, which you missed out on, a big fire some years ago, was started by some idiot dragging a chain on a trailer.
The Happy Fire?
The Happy Valley Fire.
I've been here now 11 years. We've had lots of fires here, and you know, naming things like the Happy Fire.
Well, it was
the Happy Valley.
Yeah, Happy Valley.
No, I got it.
This was, I think, 2001, and it was a big one.
Before my time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, before my time, where was I in 2001?
But sure. Again, if you are prone to any respiratory difficulties, if you have asthma, any of that stuff, it's a real rough day. So stay inside. Probably not the good day.
Why don't
to go
you see
chalking.
What we can find? Yeah, let's find out if you can get the air quality index, and so we can also announce that. Okay. Well, these are the fires. They also had, you know, a home burned down in Cottonwood, and it also damaged the house next door. We've got fires all around us out there, so be very careful. Be very careful about what's happening. The air quality index is moderate as of right now, at 73. So, ideal air quality for outdoor activities. I'm not sure that
that may be slightly out of date.
That may be out of date a little bit there. That was
these things move very quickly. A lot of the air quality index stuff is updated like once a day.
Well, anyway, the smoke, as you can see, is a haze across the valley. You know, it's funny, but when I lived in Yakima, Washington, it was a big valley there, and it was the main crop was apples, you know, Washington apples, and there was just thousands of acres of apples. Well, when the frost would come, they would do something to protect the buds, and they would call it smudging.
Oh yeah,
they would light off these oil fires and these burners inside, you know, throughout the orchards. And when the smoke would come up, and it would keep the temperature higher because of the smoke and the, you know, warmth. But what it also did was it looked like the worst fire you've ever seen, and it was dark. And it was just across the valley. It was a dark haze across Yakima Valley. It would get on your cars. You never wore anything white or light colored during those times you were smudging, because you brush up against something and you're going to get you take the soot right off you. I mean, off whatever it is. And they have since outlawed that. That's when, like, they used to burn the rice fields down in Sacramento in that area. Remember, used to burn those? Linda said, when she was growing up, she said, there were fires everywhere, but now they outlawed doing that, I guess. I don't know how else you take care of the rice fields if you don't burn them off, but they found a way, obviously. And in smudging, I think they found a different way, because I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, they use, like,
air quality index went to, like, 4.
They have actually big propellers that move the air around. And in some cases, they will spray the citrus crop with water, which is a little counterintuitive. But when ice forms around the fruit, it prevents the fruit from freezing.
It, right. Yeah. The last time I was in something like that, it was in Iraq during a desert storm when we were pushing through, and Saddam lit off all the oil wells. And it was like Dante's Inferno. We're driving through, And, you know, on our right, you know, a mile away were all of these oil wells that were just on fire. And then the pools of oil that were around them were on fire. And we were driving through it, and the haze was just, I mean, it was so thick that when we came back out of that a few days later, I mean, you're coughing up black stuff, you know, and blowing your nose, you know, I mean, it was just oil. So, you know, people that come out and say, they call it the Gulf War syndrome, which I've never thought, I don't think I have, I've never had. But I know other people that did. That I'm sure that had something to do with it. That and that and water we were drinking. They found out that one of the water buffaloes that we had filled up had been used for something else besides water at one point. Oh yeah, this one unit got all sick. So anyway, but you know when you see those kind of things and you're breathing it in, I mean it has to go somewhere. Your lungs can only take so much. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by this happy part of the show. I'm just, you know, I hate talking about fires. I hate talking about them being close at home, too, because, like I said, we have really good friends that live up in French Coast, mm-hmm. and they live off the grid, and they live, you know, further back out there. But it's a beautiful home and a great place. But you can look around, and he's cleared so much around it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's still, you know, it's still vulnerable. When you get a fast-moving fire, you know, all around, and it comes roaring up that canyon. It's like those people, and those unfortunate people. Would you say in Greece? I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
They got
horrible
caught
story.
In a fire, and they were trying to run to the beach, and they didn't make it.
They didn't make it.
Kind of like that crew, that hotshot crew in Arizona that got caught. Like
the Granite Mountain hotshots.
Yeah, the Granite Mountain, and they cleared an area and covered themselves up, but it still killed every one of them.
We just drove through Hornbrook on the way up to Oregon, mm-hmm. Where a big fire pretty much erased about two-thirds of that community up there north of Mount Shasta.
Where is that, Santa Clara? Was that the one that burnt down? Or that what's the place down in Southern California?
You mean around Lake County?
It was a pretty good-sized city. And remember the fire started from one end of the...
Yes,
one end of the of town and just burnt through.
My brother lived
year.
There. You would think I could just pull it right up out of my brain.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Have you ever heard about babies? We're going to talk about them when we get back. Babies.
Baby.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 80 degrees, going up to 107 today. It's called smoky. It's smoky.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
Yeah, smoke gets in your eyes, your ears, your nose, everywhere. Car fire, over 2,500 acres, not contained.
There should be an update coming very shortly.
Yeah, Whiskey Town, Whiskey Town, French Gulch. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Bossiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. A business started and run by John and Sarah Bossiani, and this is the only place I buy guns at. That should tell you something. Bossiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. They have it all. Have you heard about Thabies? Yeah, Thabies. A Thabie is a kind of – there are people that are doing this. Thabies are babies that whose sex has been kept secret by their parents, or maybe not kept secret. They're going to let their child at around age 4 pick its gender. You know, children at age 4, you know, have been known to be really good decision makers. There's two or three of them right now on the Security Council, and I think there's three that are heading up the Democratic National Committee.
This is the age at which your daughter climbed a light pole.
I'm not sure, but yeah, this is the one where my daughter shinnied up a 40-foot light pole when her mom was going. She goes, she looks up, and there's the daughter. It took her like 2 minutes. Who knows if it even took her that long? You've seen these little bear cubs go. They go up a place. That was just like her. She just goes right up and then sits on the arm. Now this is a four-year-old who makes those decisions. And I never asked Jennifer if she thought she was a boy or a girl at that point. She was pretty sure she was a girl. I was pretty sure she was a girl. Her mom was sure that she was a girl. I mean, we knew she was a girl. So now you're talking about four-year-olds making these decisions when they're 4 years old if they're a boy or a girl yet. Really? Really? Like I said, four-year-olds have been known to make great decisions. That's why they head up the Democratic National Committee. They're the leader of the Sacramento and the Senate and the Assembly down there. They're going to run one for president next time. Who knows? Are you kidding me? I love this. You know, people say, hey, do you ever run out of things to talk about? No. 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 It's not as long as you can read a paper or open up a computer, you always have something. Now, I've got three things in the last 5 minutes here. Pulling security clearances for people who are no longer in those jobs. People are making a big thing because the Trump administration says, you know what, they're monetizing these things. Why should we even have, you know, why do they need to have those clearances after they leave the job, especially several years after they leave the job? He's talking about Brennan, CIA director, who has called him a treasonous person. He said they should be tried for treason. Trump should be tried for treason. Why does Brennan still have top secret clearances? Why does Comey have top secret clearances? Why do people, after they leave these jobs, these political appointees still have these clearances? Because I can tell you, in the military or in government, when you're working on a top secret project, code word projects, any of these, you sign into these things. And the minute that you are off that job, they come in, you sign a piece of paper, you are read out of that, and that is the last time you will ever see it. I wrote a master's thesis on the North Korean Special Operations Forces in a pre-HR scenario where they come in early. I wrote it through the, and that was the only part that wasn't classified was the name. I wrote it working with the CIA, DIA. The day I turned it in, and into my committee, and they had to get read into a couple of different programs to read it. And then when I finished and I graduated from the Intelligence University, they read me out, and I cannot even read that. I do not have access to something I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. So why does Brennan and Comey and all these other people, why do they still have their clearances?
Yeah,
that's my question. Interesting. Well, they could use it as, you know, politically. Well, excuse me, they're all politicians.
Yeah.
It's a political thing. But the day you leave, the minute you leave, you know, guess what? You read them out, they sign a piece of paper, and that's the last time they see that stuff. They no longer have the need to read this stuff.
Now, when you were a senior officer, would you have ever considered volunteering to carry the football? Because they rotate the job between the various services.
I would have done that. Yeah.
What a job.
Wow. Well, I've had friends that turned down the aid to a president, which is a big thing. I mean, that kind of like guarantees you. He turned it down. He turned down Carter.
You're under the microscope.
And you know why he turned him down? I was in the office when he turned him down. He goes, nah. He says, I'm pretty much like what I'm doing. He says, I don't even like him. And he turns down. He's a captain in the United States Marine Corps and turns down Carter, which was, you know, I kind of thought was cool. Yeah. He's no longer with us. No, not because of
his career.
He got out. No. Lieutenant Colonel, he could have probably stayed in, but he chose to pull the plug and became a hunting guide. In Colorado. No,
probably a lot less stress.
This guy, Silver Star, the whole thing. So the guy was a hero. But he chose not to be the aide to President Carter because he didn't like him. He didn't want to be in that atmosphere, but he really didn't like him. The other thing, the pulling security clearance. Last thing is, Shasta County over the last 8 years killed 72,000 wild animals. Over the last 8 years for depredation things, to protect livestock, people, and all this. But they included like 60,000 blackbirds of the blackbirds, or the Brewer's blackbirds, the red-winged blackbirds, and the yellow-headed blackbirds. Now, I have seen red-winged blackbirds, but I've never seen a yellow-headed blackbird.
And if the county has anything to say about it, you never will.
Maybe there's a reason for that. Now, but they also killed, 481 coyotes. I don't understand that. 2,500 muskrats. Muskrats burrow into things.
Well, the canals.
122 bears and like 61 lions. But most of them are birds because birds, you know, are getting into the crops and all that. So now they've found other ways of pushing them out. But still, we get lots of calls. And in many of the cases, we find different ways to chase the animals off and such. But there's a group that wants Shasta County to say, no, we're not going to sign any contract with anybody that's going to kill animals.
Well, with all the problems we've got, that's the one you want to focus on.
I'm not focusing on that, but I just thought it was
strange. I mean, these people.
72,000, you think about it, but then you figure, and then you find out that like 65,000 of it is birds, and then another 2,500 are muskrats, and, you know, the people think of, they're killing bears.
These cute little muskrats.
They did kill 122 bears. But here's the thing is, you've got crops, and you've got birds that are destroying your crops. You've got to do something.
Yeah.
And a lot of these are ones that ranchers just take care of because they say I've got coyotes coming into my lambs, or I got a lion in here, or a bear, and the fish and game let them take care of that. So
This happens. Isn't like the old days when guys would go out in a duck boat and come back, you know, shooting everything on the wing.
Yeah.
You know,
no. So, but I found it interesting that it killed that many. That was over 8 years, but it's, you know, like 10,000 a year almost. What? Ashley wants to talk.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley.
When you say Shasta County, do you mean Shasta County, the residents of, or the governmental body specifically?
Shasta County itself is the one that pays to have the animals taken out. Now, there's also, during this time period, $2.5 million worth of property damage that went on.
So, what muskrats do to irrigation canals is pretty catastrophic.
No, it is. They'll get in there. Now, the other thing, too, and can't forget about this, is the fact that we don't have lion hunting. Bear hunting has really been cut back since you can't use dogs, and the deer population is going down. So these animals come around. They need places to, you know, they need food. And the other thing too is that if they want to reintroduce wolves, but if a calf or a lamb is taken down, the rancher can say to the government, they were a lion ate my calf. We got to prove it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, the lion will take that calf away.
It's not like they snap a selfie while they're doing it.
And the other thing too is they say, well, these animals only eat what they can kill. You know, they only kill what they eat. Nah, that's not true. That's not true. I heard a story just the other day. A guy had something like 25 goats in a pen. And a lion got in there and killed every one of them.
Mountain lion got in there.
Yeah, mountain lion in there and killed every one of them. Like, you know, cats do things like that. So that's not always true. And they don't always take the weak and the weak and the sick. No, if they catch elk, big elk in the snow, they'll take it down. Wolves will take it down in a heartbeat. So you've got to look at this. You've got to balance it out on what's happening and, you know, the cost to ranchers and the farmers and this and balancing the number of animals. I mean, they're not wiping out. They're not going after threatened animal species. They're not going after endangered or any of those. You know, if that's one of them, they just, you get a pass on that one. Anyway, hey, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Northwest Homes.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 on this very smoky morning. Good morning, everybody. It is 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and it's 80 degrees out there, going up to 107 degrees. And the air quality index, I'm sure, is not as good as it usually is because we have the car fire burning over 3,000 acres at this point, and still only like maybe 5 or 6% contained over at Whiskeytown and in French Gulch. So be aware of that. Be aware of the clean air index, and if you've got asthma problems, you got little kids or older people, you probably want to keep them inside today. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I'm here with Brent Breyer from Northwest Homes. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be here.
Let me just move that around. There we go.
Okay,
just
sounds good.
Yeah,
thank you.
You sounded good. So tell us, Brent, how did you – tell us a little bit about you. You're a Reading – obviously a Reading resident.
Yes, I live in Reading, East Reading, uh-huh. And I've been in the area for about 40 years.
Wow.
Came to work at Northwest Homes uh-huh. 20 years ago
right.
as the general manager.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a great experience. I love Reading. We love the outdoor activities. We love the community, the people. So it's been a good move for us. We came up from the Bay Area.
Okay. So 40 years ago?
Yes.
From the Bay Area? What were you, five?
No, actually, 40 years ago, I would have been 28.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I really feel bad. Okay. So there's a little bit of a difference between – hey, what do you think what's going on with the – you know, because I used to live in the Bay Area 50 years ago. And, you know, well, not down in the city itself, but out in, you know, Millbrae, Burlingame.
Right.
What do you think about the changes that have gone? Because, you know, to me, the city was always friendly and it was clean and, you know, and then, I mean, you had the kind of the weird guys even back there that was standing there with the signs and you were all going to go to hell, you know, down there where the cable cars came in and all this. But you didn't. I mean, what do you think,
you know,
of
it's,
it now?
You know, it's
what's happened?
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
When we were there in the San Jose area, it was orchards and picking plums and just clear skies, not much traffic, and we loved it. Over the years, obviously, people have moved in. It's got congested. Air quality's down, and prices are way up. I don't know how people are able to purchase homes down there.
They say people that are making $200,000 can't buy a house.
No, there's. Yeah, that is.
You come up here making $200,000.
You buy anything you want.
Anything.
And in the Bay right now, I've heard stories of, you know, just shacks going for close to $1 million that will be pushed over, and somebody will come in and build on top of the old shack.
Well, you know, I saw this one place in Hawaii on the beach over there in Kailua. And close to it's over in Kaneohe Bay, but it was in this section out there. I mean, this thing was a termite trap,
And it was like over $1 million. And this was like in the 80s. And, of course, the prices were going up then. And the person that bought it, they just bulldozed it because it was not, you know, there was no way they were going to, try to fix that thing. And just built on it, kind of like what you're talking about now.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of people want to exit the Bay, and we are probably a pretty good destination. The people down there can cash out, come up here, get a beautiful new home, and still have money left over to enjoy life and have recreation and the services that we offer here in Redding.
You know what? I met somebody like that the other day. Fine guy. Probably early 40s. His wife has a job over at the Sheraton, in fact. But they had two houses down there and sold them. And he's retired if he wants to be. I mean, because they came up here and bought a place, and, you know, he's not doing it. Of course, he's working. He's finding things to do. But just like you said, you know, they can sell places now, cash out, and come up here, pretty much live where they want.
Exactly. And we've experienced that as builders over the years, going back even into the early 90s. Our company was one of the builder, actually, of Country Heights subdivision in West Reading, large project. And we had, a lot of people migrate up from the Bay, and they come up on the hills, and they see a deer or, a little animal out there. And they, of course, the big joke was we were always staging them, you know, feeding them to have the people check them out. But
hey, we got a few of them back in these cages. Hey, I'd like to bring me over two raccoons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Carl, bring me two raccoons over here. They're really into raccoons.
Yes.
Hey, tell us about Northwest Homes.
Well, we're a new construction company, new homes. And we've been in business for about 30 years. We're locally owned by Fred Bergstrom, who's our president. Mm-hmm. And he's our contractor. And Fred is a very conscientious builder, a perfectionist, if you would. And I think over the years between our team and him, we have gotten a pretty good reputation that has gotten us quite a bit of repeat business and kept us going through the downtimes.
And there have been downtimes.
Yes, indeed. We've had some complicated markets.
Complicated markets. That's a good way of putting it, Brent. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, when I moved here and we started the station during one of those complicated markets. And
yes.
And we watched our home that Linda bought it, you know, at the top of the scale.
Oh, yeah.
And then I refinanced it and then watched, you know, like within 2 years how much money that was. But now, you know, luckily, we didn't go below like so many people did.
Yeah, and things
and,
are things
and
are,
now things have changed.
Yeah, things are doing better. Yeah. We're still a bit on the rise. We're in a more normal market. There's about 1,000 homes out there for sale in the greater Shasta County area.
Okay,
and people have a hard time finding what they want.
Is that a low number? That's an area this big.
That is a moderately low number.
Okay.
We've seen in days gone by numbers that would be closer to 2,000, but we've also seen numbers that would be closer to 500 over the last 20 years.
Wow.
So a lot of shifts. And when you think about 1,000 homes, in the greater Shasta area, Bernie, whatever,
sure.
Cottonwood, that's not a lot to pick from if you're looking for a particular floor plan, price point, location, something kind of new, energy features. It's tough to find that. So that's what drives people through our doors.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to talk about when we get back. I want to take a quick break here with Brent Breyer from Northwest Homes about your homes, but also what people can, you know, should be looking for.
Okay.
You know, when you're going to look for a home, you know, new homes, because there's a couple of different groups of people. I mean, we've got new homes being put up, which I think is great. When I see that, that means that there's future. We're talking future here. Everybody, I don't know, I just saw a headline today. It says, why is Shasta County love the wrecking ball? And I'm trying to get to that by David Benda, and I'm trying to get to that here. I got to have Dave on again. But, you know, looking at the Dickers building down here and all this other stuff and watching the new construction happen, I think it's very exciting. Here in Shasta County and in Redding and Anderson and all this. So we're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? They're a local bank and their newest branch is at 1845 California Street. Head on down there. Find out all the great things they can do for you and find out how they are moving local dreams forward at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Northwest Homes.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Ah, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here we are in the smoky studios of KCR 1460, 80 degrees today. Is it 80? Has it gone up a little bit hotter? Because I just can't help but look at that 107 that it's going today. 107 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, probably a good thing to bring up right now. Voted best in the North States, a veteran-owned business, been doing this for a quarter of a century. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. The only ones we let touch our HVAC is Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Find out more at their website, homecomfort.org. I am here with Brent Breyer from Northwest Homes. We're talking about Northwest Homes, how it started, 40,
About 30 years ago.
30 years ago, the owner, Fred, was when he started building, he wanted to put out the product that people wanted. And, you know, he's a perfectionist, which can make a lot of the contractors that work for him crazy because he wants it to be a certain way. And he doesn't, you know, he wants it to be that way. I understand that, you know. So tell us about Northwest Homes. When I've seen your homes and I've seen photos of your homes that you, I mean, from the ground up, you design everything.
That is correct. We are a full service building company from start to finish. We help with the design, the floor plan. Our goal, really, Carl, is to hit the goals of our customers. We build homes in virtually every size. Right now, we have 10 homes under construction, and they range from 1,700 square feet to about 4,800 square feet, and with the average being about 25. So we can help with floor plan. Or we have clients that will come in and maybe they've had some local architect or drafter put together a plan, and we'd be happy to build that too. So full service will help with site development. The pad needs to be leveled. If the utilities need to be brought in, getting the permits, helping with financing, all the above.
We do it all there.
We even have a decorator that can help out.
Hey, you know, the things that people are looking, you know, when you look at a house, you know, when you first walk into a new place, you go, oh, they're so nice, because they're supposed to be. But are there things that people should be looking for when they go in that they kind of sets it aside, sets a place aside, would you say? Like Linda always says, crown molding.
Yes.
I don't even think I ever heard the word until I met her. You know, but things like, you know, certain amenities that people really like.
Crown molding is definitely one that would fit in that category. Trim is always an important issue. Attention to detail. If you're looking for quality, you know, check the miters. Check the straightness of walls.
Okay, when you say the miters, you're talking about the angles.
The angles,
right?
Yeah.
So if you just take in one of those squares,
yes,
and put it up against the wall. You can see.
Yeah, or you can see gaps, you know. And
never even thought about that.
So,
no, but that's a good idea because then you can tell, hey, yeah, these things are joined instead of being off a little bit. Because if they're off a little bit here.
Yes. And our standards are pretty high, whether we're building a more affordable home or a larger home. It's going to be delivered with the same level of quality. We've gone down to the Bay Area and to Sacramento and looked through model homes down there to maybe get some ideas and see what, you know, the people in the larger communities are doing. And we'll go through the model complex and check out their quality and look at what they do. And quite frankly, most of the time, it doesn't cut the mustard for what we want up here.
Are there, like, things that people all want for 1 year and the next year it goes away and makes you crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Can you have some examples of that?
It can be cyclical. Right now we're, we're having a frenzy of painted cabinets, white cabinets, or, you know, even a different color cabinet, dark navy blue. How about? And, so we typically historically have done stain grade cabinets. Now we're in paint grade, and you know, maybe in 10 years we'll be back to stain grade.
Okay, so something people will see at somebody else's house and go, "I want that."
Yes.
How about the counters?
Counters, right now,
does that make you crazy?
Yeah. Well, we're pretty good. You know, 20 years ago everything was pretty much tile.
Right.
Then we escalated to granite tiles, then to granite slabs, and now we're still doing granite slabs, but we're doing quite a mix of quartz.
Well, that table in the next room in our new studio is 400 pounds of quartz.
There you go.
There you go, right there.
Yeah.
Mike Huber.
It's
over there. The state granite buddy.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Dense and heavy.
It is. And it's man-made.
Yes, quartzite.
Yeah, quartzite is man-made. Okay. Now, here's a question. Does the guest or, you know, or, Northwest Homes, do you all do additions on homes at all? Or do you go just straight from the...
We have done several additions over the years. So, yes, it's on a case-by-case basis, but
okay.
We certainly have done that and are open to it.
Okay, so that answers your question. If you want to add something on there, they're going to take a look at it and say, yeah, we can either do it or, no, this isn't something we can do or we want to do.
Yeah, we'd be happy to take a look.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. Okay, so you know what? I look at this point in my life, and you know, we really love our home. And we're downtown, and we have a view of downtown and all this. But at some point, we talk about it all the time, is downsizing. So do you get a lot of that happening of people saying that, you know, they live here in town, and they go, but you know what? It's time to go from that 3,300-square-foot house to maybe that 2,000 or 2,200-square-foot house.
You are spot on. In my tenure with the company, there's been instances where maybe we have built somebody a 3,200 or 3,400 square foot home back in the 90s, and subsequently here in the last 4 or 5 years, they've come back to us and we built them another home that might be 2,000 or 2,100 square feet. So we're seeing that tendency. One of our most popular plans that we've currently got is 2,239 square feet. And it wasn't too long ago that our number one seller was about 2,700 square feet.
Oh, I think people are, and you're, the people that are buying, is it all ages? Are they kind of like older, 40 and up? Or, of course, if you're buying a $400,000 house, you're probably going to be 40 and up. But you have, like you said, all prices and everything and all sizes. So would you say your predominant market right now is 40 plus, 50 plus?
Well, it's an exciting mix because we have some of the younger business folks here in town that are interested in building, and mm-hmm. then we have the retirees that want to scale down and have a little more leisurely lifestyle. I would say generally, our weeks, they're moving into their new house. And wow, it's an exciting time.
Oh, that's great. You know, when you're building a house, you can pick all that things that you want. You can get the colors, you can get the cabinets the way you want them, the bathrooms the way you want them. And there's something to be said about that. I mean, about having a house that you kind of design with it.
Yes, and that's one of the advantages of new construction. You know, is that you're able to get it your way, kind of like Burger King. And again, we try to really help people hit their goals in budget, floor plan, amenities, and fortunately, it's been a pretty good run for us.
Well, you know what? You have nothing but great reputation over there at Northwest Homes. And now your newest places you're building, where's the newest area?
Well, right now we're building in a West Reading project called Laurel Glen.
Mm-hmm.
It's acreage property and some very nice home sites. We're also involved in Skyview Estates, which is located in Anderson up on the bluffs with mm-hmm. some great views. And we're excited about what's happening down there. And for whatever the reason, it seems like we've always got a house going maybe on the river. You know, if somebody has a river lot, or we seem like we have something happening in Tierra Oaks, mm-hmm. It seems like on a constant basis. We just finished one there recently that had a 10-car garage. So,
oh, come on.
Yeah, 10-car. Yeah, 10-car.
No,
that's
I,
a record.
No, I think 10 cars is one of these guys that's really into Cool April Night.
Yeah, exactly.
10 cars.
And he's got a lot of toys.
Okay. Now, see, he wants a 10-car garage. Yeah, see, the only thing I really want is I want a big pantry in the kitchen. Do y'all do that?
Oh,
I
mean, absolutely. That's mandatory.
Okay. See, now, that to me is living in tall cotton.
Absolutely.
Because my sister has one. Other people I know have them. But I don't have that pantry in the kitchen I can just walk into and look around.
Oh, yes.
Even if there's nothing in it.
A walk-in pantry is indeed a high bullet point for most of the ladies.
Okay. Well.
Oh, and men.
Well, the cook. People cook.
Yes.
Hey, Brent Breyer from Northwest Homes. How do they get a hold of you, and how do they see your stuff?
They can give us a call at Northwest Homes. The number is 247-0441, and our website is www.northwest-homes.com.
You need to go to the website and take a look at Facebook today. When I was talking about this, when Brent was coming on, I just took a photo off of the website. But take a look at their website, and it's got floor plans. It's got everything in there. It's really a cool website. Also, well, Brent, thanks for coming by.
Today. You're welcome, Carl. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. Northwest Homes. Hey, when we come back, we got Haven Humane.
KCNR Shasta Reading, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At least 74 people are dead, an incredible amount of property destroyed, a result of the wind whipped wildfires burning near Athens, Greece. Fires have wiped some seaside resorts off the map. Journalist Yiannis Papadopoulos speaking to the BBC from one of those resort towns.
In a narrow street, I can count dozens of cars burned to the ground. It is obvious from those cars and those images that people tried to evacuate the area in a state of panic, and they got trapped.
The European Union is helping Greece battle those raging fires. Tragedy in Rome, New York. Three young children have died in a blaze that destroyed their family's mobile home. A fourth child and their parents hospitalized. Parts of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic dealing with flash flooding, a result of days of tropical downpours. There have been evacuations, even some high water rescues in some places. A heat wave gripping the Southwest, triple-digit highs in the forecast across a wide area again today. President Trump applauding Senate confirmation of John Wilkie as the next Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Wilkie's confirmation came ahead of the president's trip to Kansas City today, where he will address the annual Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention. Mr. Trump has made care for veterans a priority of his administration. In a statement, he says Wilkie will continue to make strides in honoring and protecting the heroic men and women who have served our nation with distinction.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Israel has shot down a Syrian fighter jet. It says breached its airspace earlier today. This is Syrian forces reached the Golan Heights frontier for the first time in 7 years. A rally underway today on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 218 points, the Nasdaq ahead 58, and the S&P is up 19 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
South Korea considering withdrawing some troops and equipment from its heavily fortified border with North Korea. The plans aim to reduce tension along the DMZ.
This buffer zone is one of the world's most recognizable military flashpoints. There's a concentration of weapons on both sides, and at the truce village of Panmunjom, opposing troops are literally eyeball to eyeball. Occasionally there were skirmishes. When they met in April, the leaders of North and South Korea pledged to make the border more peaceful, to mark an improvement in relations. South Korea is now planning to make good on that promise by reducing some troops and equipment at the border.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. North Korea appears to have started dismantling some key facilities at its main satellite launch site. This would be a step toward fulfilling a commitment made by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at his summit with President Trump in June. News and analysis at townhall.com. Trump administration says it is making progress reuniting illegal immigrant parents with their kids.
Facing a court-imposed Thursday deadline for reuniting migrant children 5 years old and older with their families, the Trump administration says there have been nearly 1,200 family reunifications so far. The administration has identified 2,551 children 5 and older who were separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. That means there are more than 1,300 reunifications that must take place over the next 3 days. U.S. District Judge Dana Sabraw set the Thursday deadline for the federal government to reunite the older children with their families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump declaring that tariffs are the greatest, threatening to impose additional penalties on U.S. trading partners as he prepares for negotiations with European officials at the White House. And again on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 218 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It's a little smoky in here, but that's okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on July the 24th, 2018. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. An enhanced walk-in humidor and much more.
Enhanced humidor.
An enhanced humidor.
You step outside for that today.
Well, what's it look like today, Bob? Let's just talk about weather, and then we can get into the fire.
Yeah, sunny and hot, high near 107, winds out of the south. We are not seeing any delta breeze. Mostly clear and a low around 80 tonight. Sunny and hot, and the thermostat turns up to 110 degrees. Clear tonight, clear Wednesday night, low also around 80. It's going to stay hot, and hopefully the humidity will start to drop, but that's our outlook for the next few days. Smoky conditions as well.
Okay, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that has won awards for hiring other veterans. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Let's just get the latest update on the fires here. And well, the big one is the car fire.
The car fire, of course. CDF handling the incident. Now, we got an update at about 7 a.m., and we're waiting on more updates. But the dispatchers, of course, very busy getting equipment and crews and aircraft and everything else on the scene. And then public information is in that mix somewhere. But obviously, they need to make these decisions. As of the last report, it was 25 acres, 5% containment in and around the car powerhouse over the French Gulch. And
2,500 acres.
Yeah, 2,500. Did I say something?
You said 25.
Oh, 2,500 acres, 5% containment. Evacuation order in place for French Gulch, Whiskey Creek Road, north of 299 and 299 West. As of the last report, and we're waiting for an update from CHP, 299 and Trinity Mountain Road still closed in both directions. So if you are planning a trip to the coast today, forget about it, or go down to Red Bluff and take the fun route. Evacuation center is open also at Weaverville Elementary School and Shasta High School for residents who have been displaced by this fire. As we gather more information, we will, of course, pass it along. But a rough situation over there. If you're an asthma sufferer, it's going to be a rough day, too.
Okay. Like I said earlier in the first hour, we have friends from they live out in French Gulch. So you're always concerned about that out there because they live out there in the hinterlands. Beautiful place off the grid, but surrounded by trees. Even though they keep a safe space around them, if you've got a fast-moving fire and it hops, and it's, you know, and 100 feet, it's going to hop 100 feet real quick. So just our best thoughts and prayers going out for them. Have you heard this thing about how Mandalay Bay is suing the victims of that shooting back last year where they killed 59 people and wounded 200 others?
Yeah.
They're suing Mandalay Bay, the corporation, is suing the victims. And all the victims and surviving member of a deceased also. And you think about how cold this is. What is this? And what they're doing is Mandalay Bay wants to put all of this into a federal court. Mm-hmm. It doesn't want to drag hundreds and hundreds of different lawsuits going through the state courts. So it's suing the victims because it's on whose responsibility was it for this gunman. Now, I can frankly tell you what I believe, that how can – are they saying is that – how does a hotel keep a person like this from doing something like that?
Do you want a TSA in the lobby of every hotel? It's bad enough that you have to show you all your IDs and stuff just to get a night's sleep.
You know what? And I understand how these people feel. This guy right here was a sheriff's deputy. He's paralyzed from the waist down. He said, a father or two said his former, he said his fiance dragged him over bodies and threw blood to safety. He said the suit brought up bad memories. Well, I'm sure he's still got bad memories every time he wakes up. But, you know, said it's heartbreaking to hear these personal accounts. No one wins from endless litigation and will not change the fact that one person is responsible for this horrendous act of violence and he took his own life rather than face justice. And getting everyone in the same court is the best and fastest way to resolve these cases. Well, I understand what they're saying, but they're trying to get them all under a federal case where there's a federal judge where you don't have a jury. And if you don't have a jury, you've got a real chance of saving yourself potentially billions of dollars because of just the fact they're coming in wheelchairs and they're coming in with their parts of their bodies missing. And I mean, it's a horrendous thing that happened. But I just would like to know is how culpable really? I mean, just look at it logically. How culpable is the MGM?
Yeah. And there's those who say, well, they should be put out of business for their failure to protect.
But what should they have done? They do have videos of this guy bringing stuff in. But I bet you could have videos. You could probably have videos of me bringing stuff in. And you know, all of these different things all these different conventions, all these people pushing all kinds of stuff through there.
Having gone to CES, we didn't stay at Mandalay Bay. We stayed at another hotel. I forget which one, actually. But we came in with a cartload of long, black, nylon bags that had our studio gear in them. Did they stop us and say, we need to check for weapons? No, that would have been because when there's a convention in town, there's a parade of people coming through that lobby. Is it logical to expect the hotel to stop every single person and search them individually?
I can tell you that now, if you're carrying in stuff like that, you could have a security guy. You could have security people there as you're coming in saying, sir, would you just mind unzipping that so we can take a look at it? And you would have done it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but see, it's one of these things that happens afterwards. Because you're right, there's how many thousands of people come through these hotels every day that are carrying stuff. I mean, frankly, I could carry a parachute bag in with enough ammo and firearms. They're not long cases. It's a parachute bag because you can set set rifles that are small, or you just take them apart. You just drop off the stock if you need to do that. And you can put in 1,000 rounds. Does not weigh that much.
No, something
so
like a P90.
You can just walk in with it, sit down. You got 1,000 rounds in a semi-automatic rifle. I mean, you can do that. So it's not just that, but if it makes people feel better, it's kind of like TSA. Here, turn on that computer. Okay. Turned on the computer. Guess what? That just started it. An hour from now, it's going to explode.
Because they don't
sniff each one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is a feel-good thing for the most part. Yes, they do find stuff, and they find superficial stuff. But on something like this, to try to blame the hotel for being lax, because their security guy was there. Or they had somebody there right at the board and got wounded, if I remember right, but before it started. Mm-hmm. The guy shot through the door at him and then went out and started shooting at people, that was the timeline.
I felt so much safer in the radar booth with the thing going around me, holding my hands up and hoping that my pants didn't fall off because they took my belt. I felt so much safer.
Well, you know what? Bob, I thought the point where you turned around the other side and the guy said, no, no, this is not a tanning booth. That was the part. Okay, this is just what I'm thinking is, you know, it was a terrible tragedy. This guy was crazy. And the fact that, you know, did he buy guns illegally? You know, that those are things totally off the wall. But it looks like he didn't even buy them illegally. He's just, and they still haven't come up with the reason that he did this, except that he's crazy. I mean, or evil. He was one of those two things. He was crazy and evil. That maybe that was just it.
And there are people who want to believe that this was some kind of government-sponsored setup. To what purpose?
Well, you know what? I hear that anymore. I mean, I just got something. I get things on email from people that know me that send me this stuff. Of course, I'm one of 100 people they send it out to. How the, I mean, everything that the war on terror was not a, you know, these were not Saudis that, you know, that were trained by Al-Qaeda. No, 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 no. This was a false flag thing. And this is all done to for the military industrial complex and all of these things. And I'm just like, wow, there's people that believe this stuff. I mean, they just believe it. And it just kind of like, it's, I think, God, it's a very small percentage. But going back to this, going back to Mandalay Bay, it's a horrible tragedy, horrible tragedy. And the fact is, you know, could they have gotten, he only fired for, I think, it was, 5 to 7 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
And then the police were coming rushing up there, and he'd killed himself by the time they got there. But, you know, to sue the hotel for this is, it's because it's got deep pockets and people, want, you know what, they want them, and they want to be compensated for the injuries they've had. And I understand that.
So I think I misunderstood you at the beginning of this. Who is suing whom?
Mandalay Bay is suing the victims.
Okay.
But the victims are also suing Mandalay. Well, they started it, and then they countersued all the victims so they can put it into a federal court as opposed to going to the state courts or, you know, local courts there. Mm-hmm. And that's why they did everybody. So it'll go to a class action at the federal level.
So who has the deep pockets in this? The
Mandalay
defendant?
Bay. Mandalay Bay okay. has got it. No, the only thing they're wanting to do is to settle it. You okay. know, and they're going to offer money. I'm sure they're going to offer money, or they're going to go maybe. This is the first time I've heard of this. Is they're going heavy into it, saying it wasn't our fault. Mm-hmm. We did everything that everybody else does. It's kind of, you know, we did everything everybody else did to make sure everybody's secure in our hotel. We didn't do more. We didn't do less. We did what everybody else does, you know, to looking at it. We got people up there quickly, but he fired so fast that by the time the police even got up there, I think we're like 12 minutes, which, you know, to find the room and doing all these things, it was over. It was over. So, you know, it seems cold,
mm-hmm.
but this could be, you know, what it, and it is cold. But it's a way of saying, look, we need, you know, we're going to get hammered on this, but at least we're not going to get hammered as bad. I think that's essentially mm-hmm. what it's going to be.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. It's kind of like your own little cruise ship right here in Redding. Gourmet chef, activities director, they do it all at River Commons Senior Living. 238-5981 is the phone number, and they're at 301 Hartnell Avenue, right in the center of everything going on. We'll be right back. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 24th of July. 81 degrees, going up to 107 today. We'll be right back.
Ordering flowers from a 1-800 company, only to be disappointed by what shows up? Why not try us? We are Liberty Florist at 810 Lake Boulevard. We are Master Florist certified, delivered to all the Redding and surrounding areas, and our top priorities are customer service and the quality in our products. If you'd like $50 worth of flowers, that's what you'll get. No service fees, no middleman. So call us, Liberty Florist, at 768-1544. Check us out at libertyfloristredding.com or stop by at 810 Lake Boulevard.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Tuesday, and Linda's day of getting things done around the home, and she was up. I mean, we get up early. She was up and on the move this morning because, you know, we have I think we have a dinner party tomorrow night, and then all family's coming in next week. So you can imagine. I was painting last night at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Painting. Carl, painting. Well, I can paint. I'm a painter. I'm a painting fool. And I was looking at it. I said, I don't think I matched the paint. Luckily, it was inside. So you can't really see it.
Well, hopefully she's not exerting herself, because I just driving in this morning, my lungs were
hurting. I hope she's staying inside and doing all this stuff today. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is, speaking of going inside, go inside Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I promise you, you will not be sorry. They have got such great jewelry in there. Anything you could possibly want, from estate jewelry to Native American stuff out of Arizona. They have watches, necklaces. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Redding, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, you know, we're talking about something, and I want to get into the hate part of America today. What is it that is going on? You know, I don't watch a lot of the news station. I never watch The View. I would just never watch it. Now, I do watch Rachel Maddow, because Rachel says things that are just, I just go, oh, Rachel. And then I remember back when you were crying the night that Trump was elected. But I actually heard Maddow actually apologize a couple of times. So, you know, I got that wrong. And when I hear things like that, I thought, okay, you know, she did. I never heard O'Reilly or anybody else say they were wrong, but I heard her say she was wrong a couple of times over the last few years. But just now, just like almost all of the pundits, they have gone so far overboard. But The View is, I mean, you talk about a coven of hate for, you know, aimed at Trump. Well, Judge Jean, you know, Janine Pirro, mm-hmm. was on the show the other day. And by the way, she will be on our show Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, 7:30. Mm-hmm. She'll be here at 7:30, not sitting here, but calling in, talking about her new book. But she was on there, and I saw excerpts of this, and they were screaming at her. Whoopi Goldberg completely lost it. She's trying to answer a question. She's being shouted out. And then at the end, she was ordered out of there by Whoopi. Whoopi says, well, she called us a name. And I'm thinking, called you a name? Somebody should have slapped you guys because, you know, it was just that bad. But here's what I'm getting to, though, is she was trying to make a point, and she never could make the point because she's being shouted down. And Joy Behar wasn't even there. So you got to figure that except for Whoopi, this is a second string in there. But they still were shouting her down. And she says, thinking you're right and not allowing debate is fascism, Pirro said, adding that she was clear in the objections, in her objections to former President Obama's policies. She never rooted for the country to fail. And see, that's the thing is, when you've attacked Trump, and then all the people that support Trump, because we are the deplorables, we are racist, xenophobic, homophobic, what else? You just name it. We cling to our guns, our religion. We are back in the 14th century, all of these things.
Patriarchal.
For people, we are angry old white men and all these things, which, of course, isn't true because it was moms and soccer moms and everything that pushed Trump over the top. And that makes them crazy, too. Women voted for Trump. Yeah.
Only because their husbands told them to.
Oh, and then that one. That was, that went over really big, too. But see, when you get ready into this, when you start this, you start tearing down somebody like they have with this just attack after attack, and it doesn't have to be true. It doesn't have to be true. You just have to say it. And I've used this before. Mika from Morning Joe. Says that, Trump doesn't like women. According to a source, Trump doesn't like living in the White House because he can't watch porn. Come on. Give me a break. That's, according to a source. According to a source, Mika, you're pulling tricks down on 14th Avenue in Washington, D.C. How about that? Hey, Mika, that's what I've heard, and I'm just announcing it to everybody. Okay. What about...
There's an old news saying about you can't make this stuff up. Well, apparently you can.
Well, this thing is news. Is it news? Is it truly news when a reporter puts their own opinion into it? Doesn't it become an opinion piece there?
As a recovering journalist,
There's no such thing.
It is impossible to avoid filtering through your own life experiences. When you are successful at the job, both sides call you up to bitch you out. But,
at least, if it's both sides. Yeah. Now, I'm looking at the way the Record Searchlight is just, it's drink the Kool-Aid. It's gone over the side because, of course, USA Today, which is very against Trump, has gone. There are spots of brightness, like on the Sunday, the editorials are usually from a guy from Fox and Hounds that's on the conservative side. But other things, every other story is not just a news article. It's a news opinion piece.
Yes.
It's like news, but there's opinions in there on this. So the other thing is Stormy Daniels.
Oh, my Lord.
Stormy Daniels, the adult film star who signed the letter of keeping her mouth shut, and then just blew past that. Because of this lawyer she has, who is now being sued by her husband for divorce for adultery. But she gets on major networks to talk about Stormy Daniels and being paid $130,000. Do they do the same amount of time for, say, the deficit? No. Do they do the same amount of time for infrastructure in our country? No. Did they do the same thing about the problems we're having with our education systems and education in this country where our scholars are starting to not, you know, they're not keeping up with the rest of the world? No. They're talking about Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels, an adult film star. And you know what? I can even say adult film star. Okay, so that means that she's made, what, 400 pornos?
Yeah.
For, you know, and so
very credible as a witness.
But the bottom, no, I can't, I don't know that. I don't know that she could be very truthful. It just doesn't make you a bad person. On the other hand, you know, there are some questionable things about life. But the thing is what I'm getting at is why are our news agencies spending hours, countless hours with her when there's other stories? How about the economy doing well? How about, you know, how about that? How about an in-depth of things that are happening in the United States on the positive side or things that Trump have done that are positive? Well, there is none. According to the major media and all these other people, there's nothing he's done. He's a traitor. Brennan, used to be the head of the CIA, calls Trump a traitor and then gets his feelings hurt and his panties all bunched up because they want to pull his clearance. Your clearance would have been gone the day you left, Brennan. That's the way it should be. When you walk away from that job, your need to know just left. Okay, keep it for a month afterwards while they're cleaning up and they've got people appointed. A couple months. Okay, that's fine. 3 months. But after that, you're finished, man. That's it. You're off the table. You want to know about something? Read about it in the papers. Not that you can believe it. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You want some little help around your home? Don't call Brennan. He'll help you for a little bit, and then he'll stab you in the back. He'll pull your grandmother outside and throw her over the side of the wall. This is what he'll do. This is the kind of guy this guy Brennan is. This used to be the guy that heads up the CIA. Hey, would you watch my grandmother? Yeah, I'll watch your grandmother. And then steal everything she has.
Meanwhile, Sharon Clark, though,
she will take care of you under Home Helpers. She's been doing this for 15 years. Sharon Clark, and she will come and give you an in-home consultation. And you can trust Sharon Clark, but you can't trust this guy, Brennan, or Comey, or any of these guys. But you can trust Sharon Clark. Why? Because she's a woman of her word. She's an honorable woman. She will make sure your family is taken care of. Find out more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Do not get her confused with the former CIA chief, Brennan, because he is a tool. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Hi,
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock today here on July the 24th, so Tuesday. It's 81 degrees, going up to 107 today. Smoky outside due to the car fire, which is at 2,500 acres and growing. It's not contained at all out there by Whiskey Town. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Shout out to D.C. I hope you're feeling better, buddy. After the operation, you get a little shoulder operation. You know, when you're a barber and you've been barbering for a period of time, I can't imagine where your shoulders and your arms might get a little beat up after that. It's right off of Athens Avenue, but I tell you what, Tim and DC are there, and I'm sorry, Tim and Logan are there, and they give just outstanding, fabulous haircuts. Man's last stronghold. You know, one of the things, too, is that when we talk about coverage of Trump in the major media, right? Well, Media Research Center reviewed more than 1,000 sound bites from the ABC, CBS, and NBC nightly newscast. Okay, this isn't MSNBC or CNN or Fox or any of those things. And aired from Trump's inauguration through last month and found that 92% of them were hostile to the president. 92% were hostile to the president. All told, they devoted nearly 1,000 minutes of coverage to immigration, ranging from the travel ban to the phase-out of the Obama-era DACA program to the recent border zero-tolerance approach. Immigration received more time than any other subject, save for the coverage of the Russian meddling in the 2016 election, of which somebody needs to show me how that influenced the election. Did they get in there? And I think they said they spent in this one spot, they spent $50,000, maybe. And the other thing, too, is show me how they changed the election. Now, on the other hand, and I love this country, but we have interfered. We have meddled in elections for a very long time. We have taken people out and put people on the thrones. You know, if you remember the song, From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli, that's when the United States Marines, when it was first amphibious landings in northern Africa, went in Tripoli and Libya, and went in there and installed another king or doctor or pasha or whatever they're called on the throne there. So, you know, it started a while ago, so and I'm not saying is that, oh, we should just let Russia do it. But let's look at this like adults, too, is that our skirts aren't clean, but it doesn't mean that we should allow them to do this. No. But somebody needs to show me And I don't care. Just give me, just send me something and make it a, you know, you can make it a, you know, an email. You can put it on the chat room. I don't care. Call. You don't have to give your name, but just show me how the Russians interfered enough to cause the election to change. If anybody had a huge impact on the election, I would say it was Comey. And when he at the last minute finds out, says that, oh no, there's more stuff. We have found more stuff. And then right before the election says, nope, nope, nope. There's nothing there. Please move on. does this guy know what he's, I mean, I'm really not quite sure about Comey anyway. Anyway, so 92% of the thousands of the thousands of articles were against Trump. So now you now so now it's starting easy. So you can start looking at, since these are news. These are news. This isn't opinion. This isn't Rachel Maddow's opinion, because Rachel Maddow, I don't care what her opinion is. I don't agree with her opinion all the time. You know, maybe times we do. I don't. You know. It's, but I can say the same thing with Sean Hannity. He's beating the drum from the other side, and you know, and Tucker Carlson. And Laura Ingraham, but also, you know, you've got Joe Scarborough and Mika, whatever her name is, and I think it's Mika Scarborough now because they got married. No, I think she's still Brzezinski or whatever. But Chris O'Donnell and Chris Matthews, or Larry O'Donnell and Chris Matthews, all these people, their opinion piece, it's like this. This is my opinion. It's not news. News is Sue McClain in the morning telling you what's happening without any type of how she feels about it, though sometimes it sneaks in. But this is when you listen to me and I say that the media is being extremely unfair to Trump. I can look at it under this. Statistically speaking, it's true. It should be, you know, 92%. I mean, why? Why is it 92? I mean, even if it was like 80, I think it would be a little more palatable. But shouldn't it be like, you know, but if it's fair and balanced, you would have, you wouldn't have 92%. When even when Obama was president, when he did things that I thought were good, we talk about it here. He did things for the VA. He did things for veterans I thought was good. He did things that I thought were just horrible that would cause us to be in war for the next 15 years or 20 years. And so far I'm right. The way he destroyed the Middle East, he just didn't stop. I mean, the Middle East is still going on. The number of people that were dispossessed and had to move, the millions of refugees, that was a Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. And anybody that knows anything about the Middle East or anything about, you don't even have to be have a major in geopolitical events to see that. Like our newest Democrat candidate for Congress up in New York. Who, when she was called on why she said that Israel was a occupying nation, she couldn't explain it because she said, "Well, that's I'm not a geopolitical person," even though that her degree was in geopolitical stuff. Anyway, okay.
I just wanted to say
I'm running into this thing, and I'm looking at these things, and I'm wondering why people are just going after the president. Do they want this country to fail? They want him to fail. That's obvious. But do they realize that our country will also fail if they get what they want here? They compare him. They're saying, you know, that Brennan accuses him of treason. This is the ex-CIA director. These people like Joy Behr, whoever the heck she is, and who cares what she says, but she, you know, there's people that listen to her on the TV. So they listen. Oh, he's treasonous. He's a treason. These people even actually are Nazi. These people have no concept of what they're saying. They're just, I mean, they're crazy. They have no concept. Their anger has gotten to the point where it makes no difference. Trump could find a cure for cancer tomorrow. Oh, why didn't you find it yesterday? Impeach him. What you got, Bob?
Well, I was just, it's become very difficult to find clean quotes on YouTube because all you find is people telling you what the person said and putting their spin on it. I've been trying to find a clean quote of the Maxine Waters comment, and it's buried somewhere in this morass of other talking heads telling you their opinion. I don't give a rat's about their opinion. I want to hear the clean quote. They're making that very difficult. So I'll keep searching, but we've obviously moved on a little bit.
Well, no, but it's hard what to find I was trying to find is when Maxine Waters was talking to people, they had the quote, you know, she was in a speech, and she wasn't cursing or anything like that. She just said, you find people from the Trump administration or the people who support him, and you find them and you track them down if they're having dinner, if they're in the grocery store, and you bring people together and you attack them. I mean, you know, verbally. And what she was really – what she was doing was calling for violence. So she's not smart enough to realize what she was doing at that point. And that's the other thing. When elected officials call out people or when you're going to a place to have dinner and they, okay, I'm not gonna serve you. Imagine if it had been one of Obama's people that had gone to a restaurant in Virginia and they said, no, I'm not going to serve you. You work for Obama. Sorry. And then when that person left, they followed that person and their family to another restaurant and called their friends and yelled and screamed at them. Imagine if that had happened under Obama. And people blame Trump. Well, if that's the way he is. Really? Oh, he's trying to do away with free, you know, freedom of the press. Really? How is he trying to do away with freedom of the press when he says a lot of the stuff he sees is fake news? A lot of this stuff isn't true. So how is that doing away with the freedom of the press? Because it seems to me the things they're saying is those are pretty much a freedom of the press.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, we found a site, Washington Post actually has some of the best of Maxine Waters here. So.
If we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
There you go. And we're going to take a break on that one. But see, that's our elected leadership. That's in Congress. That's in the House of Representatives, Maxine Waters. And this is what she's calling for, is for people to be yelled at and screamed at. What if we did that in town of Reading? Reading's 68% Republican. What if those people that came out and were the other day and were protesting against Trump and Putin, what if we had come out there and said, let's go to these people, let's get a big crowd and start shouting and yelling at them and telling them they can't do this. You can't. We don't want you here. Come on. This is where we are. What happened to somebody taking a deep breath and going, okay, no, it's okay. No, I understand. You know, I can dislike Trump, but I can still like you. You know, we can still be friends.
Mm-hmm.
We can still talk about it, and we can still get along. I think, but it's the guy running for the Senate in Minnesota or Wisconsin, his parents have stopped talking to him. Because he's a Republican. He used to be a Democrat. He shifted because he said, walk away. He said, the party is not the party that I joined 20 years ago. The guy's, you know, been in Afghanistan. He's been in Iraq. He's a Marine. And then so he's running for office. And his parents made a big deal of giving the maximum amount they could donate to his opponent. He came out and he said, hey, this is why. I was raised as a Democrat in college. I was ahead of the Democrats in my college. But I've looked at it. He says, this party has left me. He says, that's why I pushed this walk away, which is a big thing for Democrats, that gays and women and, you know, long-time Democrats, middle-of-the-road Democrats are just walking away. They are not going to the socialist side. They are not going into abolishing ICE. They are not going into destruction of our country as we see that being pushed by these people.
Remember the Bernie supporter who came in here and she said the reason she supported Bernie is because she had to walk away from the Democrat Party.
That's right. And she said Bernie had it, you know, Bernie gave me a choice. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're running a little bit late, but so what? We're about 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 81 degrees, going up to 107 today. The fire in Whiskeytown is still going strong, so watch out for if you have an asthmatic condition or you got young kids or older people out there in the smoke, because it'll have an impact on them. We'll be right back.
There's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Love a
Waterboy has been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the event center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high-energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of Arena Rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold-out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day. Nothing else is built the same, nothing in the world.
As a soft and wavy frame, like the silhouette of a day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Studios of KCNR 1460. The reason I played that was because this is, I'm into that politically incorrect radio right now. Welcome back. It's, how about 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on July the 24th. Be careful out there today. It's going to be 107. We've got the smoke from the car fire going out there. Don't leave anything in your car. If at 107 degrees in 20 minutes, it'll be like over 140 in that car in 20 minutes. So just think about that. Not a nice way for something to be extinguished right there. Now, when that song, There's Nothing Like a Dame from South Pacific, one of the probably most successful musicals anywhere. Can you have a song like that
in today? Can they write a song like that today?
No, Rodgers and Hammerstein would be out of business.
But they also wrote this other one, also from South Pacific, about hatred and racial prejudice. You know, you've got to be carefully taught. Also came from that movie.
Yeah.
You've got to be carefully taught to hate from the very beginning. And another beautiful song there. But this one about a dame, I'm just calling a woman a dame. Ashley. Now, Ashley, you're a straightforward person. You're very educated and all these things. Being called a dame, is that derogatory?
Is it demeaning?
Is it demeaning?
Not to me. No.
Yeah, but is it to other people, do you think? Being called a dame? I mean, I can see a broad. Yes, but a dame.
Even still, no. Because it was used with affection. It was like, if someone's a dame, they're a really good-looking chick.
Well, in the movie, and they're mm-hmm. singing, all these guys are singing about, they're all a bunch of sailors who have not been around women for months, yeah. And they were called, and they were singing about, there's nothing like a dame. There's nothing, nothing looks like a dame, nothing talks like a dame, nothing walks like a dame. And then the girls from the nurses come trotting by as mm-hmm. they're working out. And they just all are quiet there, humming. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just, but how many things? We were just,
I was just going to say, if the value of the person is based solely on the fact that they're a dame, then that can be derogatory. Because the nurses had a skill set. They had a purpose.
Right.
And mostly because you get a lot of chicks in musical theater. But in the actual culture there,
mm-hmm.
I've been watching too much MASH lately, and it's like Hot Lips has a lot of ire built around the fact that she's female, and people look at that more than the fact that she's incredibly good at what she does.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you look at the movie MASH, that was it. She was an incredibly strong character in there, mm-hmm. but they treated her with disdain, and at the end they had her as a cheerleader.
Yeah.
So you know what? That was a slap at women. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, this was a slap. It was a slap at women on that one.
Well, you see how the show evolved over its seven-year mm-hmm. run. We have swung in a crazy direction. Has there been injustice? You absolutely bet there has. Is the solution to exact revenge, or is the solution to create equality? And for some people, like Ms. Waters, the solution is to exact revenge for perceived slights.
Well, that is. But and again, though, we go back to the hatred of a president of our country that is so far over the top that you're seeing Democrats walk away from this. Because the fact is that they can, there's only so much you can take. And now with the darling of the Democratic Party now is the socialist from New York who hasn't even won the congressional seat, but is going to work. And Democrats, mainstream Democrats, and even more in liberal Democrats are saying that this is going to have a wrong message we're sending out. Because is this truly the way we want our party to be perceived, as a single-payer medical system, free education, all these things that she is saying? That she says, the number of unemployment is down only because people are working two or three jobs. She says things, and she accuses Israel of something and they can't back it up because she doesn't understand what she just said when she's asked about it, and about capitalism. Oh, no, capitalism is on its way out. These things. And this is what Democrats need to worry about, because if they're going to be shifting over like that, it's one thing to shift a light year over. You can do that. But guess what? Nobody else is shifting a light year. Things in politics move so slowly, and you try and throw all this out at one time, it's not going to work.
Yeah, this young woman is a character right out of an Ayn Rand novel, I swear.
Well, I tell you what, though, she beat a 10-term Democratic congressman, and that tells you something. Now, the other thing is how many people voted for? 16,000, 17,000, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe more. But how many people voted for her? And she won. But the thing is that this congressman didn't spend enough time. He just thought he had it.
He didn't take it seriously.
And here she comes rolling in and smacks him down. So that's something else that you need to take a look at.
There is a problem. These people who are against the current system have points, but their solution is to rip down the system and replace it with something, with a system of governance and economics that has never worked anywhere.
It's never worked. It's never worked. And yet people don't seem to believe that. Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to, you know, we've had people that were applying for the marijuana permits to sell in town. And by the way, Jamie was one of the ones chosen to have a store to purvey marijuana in our town of Redding.
Oh, man. Every other corner in Oregon.
Yeah. As soon as you walk, as soon as you drive over the border into Oregon, up there around Smith River in that area, it's right there, right on the border. It used to be like a flower shop. Anyway, the other thing too is, so tomorrow we're having two people in to talk about why this is a bad idea, why it is a bad idea to have marijuana in Redding, and that all the statistics you're hearing and all the things they're talking about are just bogus. And the real impact of what having marijuana for sale in Redding is going to cause. Have that going tomorrow. So everybody have a great day. Stay inside. It's going to be hot. It's going to be smoky.
Hydrate.
Remember, good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.